Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Aynel, do you know what the best feeling in the world is?
Ooh, is it, you know, when you finally beat a boss after messing up loads of times?
I mean, that's a good one.
Oh, actually, you know when you unlock a new skin in a game without having to buy it?
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, actually, what about when you blue shell someone last second and then you win the race?
I mean, they are all good options.
Well, it's not one of them.
It's not one of them. They're good options, but I think it's when you've got your new game loaded up, you are ready to go, you're getting locked in, but you've got a chocolatey friend.
Aye. Now we're talking,
absolutely,
bro.
They are there, ready to give you a little power up, a little energy boost before you get going.
Especially if it's a lovely milk chocolate slab between two crisp biscuits.
You know the one, Aynel. It makes the world's most satisfying snap when you bite into it. It's got to be a pick-upper.
Pick-up. Oh, yeah. Oh, are you going for the OG pickup? You know the one with the blue box?
Yeah, this blue box.
That blue box?
Yeah, this is really good. I mean, I'm also dabbling with the salted caramel as well.
Okay.
There are loads of different flavours out there. Whichever one you go for, there is no better snack for when you're getting ready to get into a big gameplay session, about to pick up your controller and get into it.
Yeah, and they're super easy to eat as well. No chocolatey fingers over the controllers. Nuh-uh. And that's thanks to the two crisp biscuits hugging the chocolatey slab.
Nobody wants chocolate marks on their controllers, do they? Absolutely not. You can find out more by just searching for Pick Up on your phone.
Pick Up and Go.
Now, you know the feeling of loading up your favourite game, settling in for an evening of forgetting the stresses and strains of everyday life, the feeling of wrapping yourself in the best comfort blanket and disappearing off into a fantasy world for a few hours. Hopefully, that is the same feeling you've got right now, because you've just hit play on the only gaming podcast that you could possibly need. It is Press X to continue, and we are very pleased to have you with us, whether you call yourself an XE Beast, whether you're a member of the Continue Club. My name is Stefan Powell, and we've got an internet as well, but it's an intimate podcast this time, because just me and the actor, comedian, stream, Aynel Tomlinson, a cosy fireside chit-chat, just the two of us, Aynel.
Thank you very much. All I'm missing is my Game Boy. and I'm like, yeah, I'm set. But yeah, I feel like that's what I want to do when I'm an old man. I want to have like a fireplace.
Yeah.
Sit in, have like a dedicated gaming chair.
Yeah.
Rocking in front of it with a little handheld.
Yeah. Now, people who are watching this, not listening, will see that we're back in our lovely, cozy studio that we record from sometimes. We're not doing it from home. And I've forgotten how comfy the seats are, I know.
It's all right, isn't it?
I could really sink into this bad boy.
Listen, I'm leaning back now. But when I'm in my kitchen, I ain't leaning back.
No, he's
in. Them chairs are dodgy.
No, absolutely. So there might be a slightly different energy to this podcast as normal.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, Press X is proudly sponsored by Pickup. Now, some people are saying that it's a chocolate biscuit bar. Other people are saying it's a biscuit with chocolate or a chocolate with biscuit. We say it doesn't really matter, Aynel, does it?
Doesn't matter.
Because it tastes fantastic, and it is a snack that helps you make the most of those unpredictable gaming moments that happen all the time when you pick up a controller. They help you release tension, and we are chuffed to be working with the team behind Pickup, aren't we?
Indeed. And you know what? What you can do, you can just change each month what you think it is. Just change each month.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. So bigger pickup, that's what we say, isn't it?
Bigger
pickup. Bigger pickup. Right then, let's get into some unpopular opinions as we start every single episode of Press X to Continue. If you're new here, by the way, it's lovely to have your company.
Welcome.
Welcome along to the Continue Club.
Lovely to have you here.
And it's not just us, there's a gang of us, there's a brilliant team that make the podcast, put it together. We've got Owen and David and Cammy and Mel and Mike, and they all help us building this community, and all of you as well in the Discord, all the mods who are helping us out there. Big thanks to everybody, because we couldn't do it without them, could we?
It's nice, you know, because it feels like family.
Yeah.
It feels like a family.
It does feel like a family.
It does. We haven't had an argument yet.
No. Yet.
Yeah.
Well, we've had several low-lying arguments. So we might have one over this, which is some of our unpopular opinions. You can submit them in the Discord and TikTok, Press X Pod and Blue Sky, Press X Podcast on Instagram. Come and find us. Find the Discord, get involved. There's also a link in the description of the podcast, isn't it? So you can find that. Now, Fino says this: I believe that Assassin's Creed needs to cover more obscure time periods from history. Interesting. My first suggestion would be the War of the Three Kingdoms or the English Civil War. Rather than, because at the moment we've had, obviously, we've had ancient Greece, we've had ancient Egypt, we've had
all the heavy hitters.
All the big hitters, and we've had the Viking period in England, we've had lots of sort of Victorian England.
Chappers, yeah, Unity.
Then, that was a good one. I liked Unity.
The twins.
Yeah. So this was a conversation that was happening on our Discord. Chappers then added, so many options to explore, even revisiting Rome. Because it was post-Empire last time, so you could go pre-Roman Empire or during the Roman Empire. Focusing on Caesar would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Although I wouldn't say that's a obscure period in time, Chappers. No.
But you know what it is? I think they have to go with the big ones because they want to sell as many copies as possible. Because they've done like some smaller Assassin's Creeds in the past. I had like Assassin's Creed India and Russia.
Yeah.
And I don't think many people kind of...
Yeah, maybe they didn't. I mean, Shadows, the latest one, obviously, set in feudal Japan. Yeah. That's a really cool setting. Chappers also says the Conquistador invasion of South America is another. Chappers, a bit of a history buff, I think. Hello, Chappers. We're going there. And then this one from the last DJ, which I absolutely love this shout, DJ. I wouldn't mind something in the 60s. Austin Powers, Assassin's
Creed. Going around clubs.
Yes.
Spiking people's drinks.
You have to have a mission where you become the next member of the Beatles.
Actually.
It would certainly mix things up, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if you could call it Assassin's Creed, though.
Yeah.
It'd be a completely different game.
Does Assassin's Creed have to stop before automatic weapons? Is that when it... Because if you had Assassin's Creed, then it would be GTA Assassin's Creed, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't say no. It's been a while since we had The Getaway, man.
Yeah.
That was, what, 20, 30 years ago?
Getaway. And have you seen that viral TikTok that's going around
of
the GTA London?
GTA London.
We shared it on our Instagram the other day. Is it AI?
No, someone's actually mocked it up. It's a 3D animator.
It's a 3D animator who's done this amazing trailer of what GTA would look like in London.
Yeah.
And it looks, fantastic. I can't fault it. It's great.
I think that's what I know this isn't AI, but whenever you see like really cool AI looking stuff, it's like, I'm never going to get to play that though, am I?
Yeah, I know.
And it's like,
like
deep down, you're just like hurt. Yeah. Like, it looks great, but I'm never
going to play. It's never going to happen, is it? But good shout out, DJ. And 60s Assassin's Creed has got a ring to it. Send your suggestions, right? One-liners from the Austin Powers Assassin's Creed that needs to happen now, clearly.
Molly.
Get Mike in to do the motion capture. He can be the main character.
I like that. It's a good idea. As I said, not sure about Assassin's Creed as the franchise to go with it.
Yeah.
But
we're done with it. We're done with it. Austin Powers, the video game. Let's just do that.
Did he even have one?
If someone knows of one, then you know what to do. Messages on the Discord or social media.
It feels like it should have had one.
It should have had.
If it didn't.
We got to file that away with our idea for that.
I'm sure someone will let us know in a Discord.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Let us know.
We've now slowly got a bit of a bank of like games that should be made that we should probably make at some point. So obviously there was the music battle game that Marcus Bronzy gave us a big sell on, which I'm in on. Austin Powers the game, I'm also now in on. So we're actually starting to stack these up. We just need to find anybody in Discord, a developer.
They're all very nostalgic, though. That's the thing. They're all harking back to a time. We can't get comedies like that on TV
anymore.
That
is true. Maybe we wouldn't appeal to the Gen Alpha generation with those games.
It's very different. Although saying that, Naked Gun did come back. I did see it in the cinema and it was very good.
It's very good. And we have got developers in the Discord.
True.
Who make games. So just
That's
saying, lads and ladies, come on. But look, let us know of your opinions on that shout by Fienor about changing Assassin's Creed timelines. Maybe get a bit more niche with it. You can make your suggestions as well. We'd love to chat about them. We could deep dive into some of them maybe on another episode. Now, Rob's been on. Rob says, after listening to an older episode, I possibly have two Lego-related unpopular opinions.
Okay.
Two. First, Lego games were better when they didn't have dialogue. I quite like the silly gags and the comedy.
I like the Legos when they used the original dialogue, but then they changed the visuals.
Okay.
They did that with the Lord of the Rings one.
Yeah.
It was still the original Lord of the Rings dialogue, but they took creative license with was actually happening when they were saying those things.
Okay, that's interesting, Rob. Don't know if I'm feeling with that, but you know.
That's half the gag.
Yeah, I mean, it's good old fashioned British comedy in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, secondly, I don't think there should be Lego games of regular games. So in other words, film franchises are great, says Rob.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Harry Potter, etc. Cool. But a game of a game feels like an unnecessary cash grab. And I think Rob has got his eyes firmly set on Lego Fortnite here, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
And I kind of agree with it, because I think what the Lego film franchises thing does is create a lovely little niche within the gaming world that only Lego games do.
Yeah.
And they do that fantastically well. Whereas Lego Fortnite, loads of titles are sort of, well, the original for the kickoff.
Yeah, I'm sort of crossing fingers that they might do like a Lego Pokemon thing. I know they're doing Lego Pokemon collab anyway.
Yeah.
But a Lego Pokemon game. That might bring me back in.
Okay.
It might bring me back in.
So Rob, I mean, Einar's not, he's not with you on this.
Yeah, it's because I love Lego, but like, it's one of those things that we've grown up with, and Lego's kind of grown up with us. Like, when we were younger, it was only like the like PlayStations and airports and things. Now they're like huge, like sports cars and like 8080 Star Wars things.
Yeah, I've had to fight so hard to not buy the Rivendell,
you know what I mean?
Lord of the Rings Lego set.
They just announced the Game Boy one where it was like Lego Game Boy, like, and it's like actual size. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they know what they're doing. We're the audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, oh. So like, I don't fault them for kind of trying different things, especially like with Fortnite, because they tried their own Minecraft thing once.
Yeah.
And,
what was that? Like Lego Worlds, wasn't it? I played that for a bit, yeah. And that on paper should work.
Yeah.
Because Lego is basically Minecraft, isn't it?
I don't know why it didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why
it
didn't.
I just think Minecraft's got that market so cornered.
They locked it down.
It's like, don't even bother, lads.
Is it still the best-selling video game of all time?
And you know what's mad is that no one's even really tried, have they, to come... I mean, Roblox operating in a
different... Roblox did well.
Yeah, very, very, very well.
Listen, let's not underrate Roblox.
Grow a Garden is probably the biggest game in the world, right? The hottest property in gaming right now. And it's people growing a garden. I compare the two because even though they're different, they're similar because they're platforms on which you can go and create games within.
And that's what Lego wants.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just... for some reason, still haven't got it.
But the licensed games are banging.
Yeah.
And they do really well.
Well, they were banging. Oh, I think the standards kind of slipped a little. I think the standards kind of slipped a little.
Yeah.
The last Star Wars, I guess, anthology thing that they did was okay. It looked gorgeous. But it was devoid of like the fun aspect like the previous ones had.
Interesting.
For me, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, let us know what you think of the Lego games. Do you agree with Rob that they should stick with, you know, film franchises and that sort of stuff, but not venture off into making games of games?
Games of games, you don't like it.
Also, do you want to bin off dialogue from Lego games? No. I don't know what I think about that, Rob. Then let us know what you think. Get in the Discord. The link's in the comment in the thing below. Listen, and
they need to go up school with it. Come on, Stefan. Why don't we have Lego Die Hard? Come on. I'll do it.
I'm down for it. Well, Lego basically, like you said, we're the... Well, this is interesting because Lego sets, the stuff you buy, I think we're the audience now because we grew up with it, right?
Of course. They have friends' Lego sets.
Yeah, yeah. But the Lego games, I think they're still going for the younger audience. So Die Hard, the game, I'd play it.
Oh yeah,
I loved the Die Hard game on the original PS1. You know, you could play
the
Die
trilogy,
Hard.
Yes!
Yeah, which was a third person shooter. Then Die Hard 2, which was a first person shooter.
Then Die Hard 3,
there was a light gun game. And then Die Hard 3, you were in a taxi driving around taking the bombs out
And running everybody over.
It was basically Crazy Taxi but Die Hard.
Yeah, it was Crazy Taxi, but you was running over pedestrians left, right, and center.
And that game was so hard.
Listen, go back and check some footage. If you go into the because in the taxi mode, you can go into first person. If you go into first person and you knock over people, the windscreen wipes.
Did they actually?
That's like, had like an 18 rating.
That is
game.
Brutal.
It was brutal. You could mow people down and then like the whiskey wafters come on so you could see. It's like,
oh my goodness. My goodness me. How they got away with it, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, look, keep your thoughts coming. Keep your unpopular opinions coming. We love starting our episodes with them. They're brilliant to chat about. Some really fun, interesting takes in there. So thank you very much to Fino, Rob, for getting us going this week. Okay, time for some trivia then.
Oh.
Let me get up the old leaderboard here. I know.
I think we're starting to claw it back.
Yeah.
We're starting to claw it back.
We've been doing a bit better recently, haven't we?
That's good.
Because it's sort of a bit embarrassing, really, if we don't do very well, isn't it?
We got a couple of questions from Isaac from last time.
Yeah. So we are 8 out of 28. You are 8 out of 28. So you're up 28%. So that's gone up.
Okay.
I'm 6 out of 29. Ooh. So I'm down at 20%. So not fantastic, but you know what? Hey. Better than it was.
Hey, it's improving.
We're working.
Progress is progress.
Absolutely. So it is time now for some trivia to get our thinking juices flowing.
Start the jingle.
Who wants to be a continuer?
Now, if you want to test us on the podcast, okay, then you just got to get in the Discord. There's a trivia channel chat that me and Einel cannot see.
So frustrating.
And that's why we're down so low on the scores, because we don't get to cheat. Because trust us, we would be cheating.
Hey,
come on.
No.
Come on, be honest with yourself. No.
I don't do that. I'm when Glenn used to do that. Glenn, you can see he's on Google and his glasses, the reflection goes all white. I'm like, bro, we know what you're doing.
Just slander on Glenn Moore here today. So look, get your questions in. We're loving the questions. They're fantastic. You should pause the thought in there and our producer, Dave, and team can turn into a question if you're struggling. But some obscure facts and figures, we love seeing that. Right, this week's question is this. Because of China's strict censorship rules, which don't allow red blood to be shown on screen in any media.
Ooh.
Didn't know that. Interesting. What did the developers of the Battle Royale game Peacekeeper Elite do instead of blood to get around the regulator? Whoa. Now, I know what PUBG did.
Oh.
But I don't know what Peacekeeper Elite did. So PUBG...
Yeah, what did they do?
Turned it green.
Okay.
So PUBG...
So like zombie guts.
Yeah. Because I can remember seeing some competitive PUBG online once and I was like, why is the blood green? And that was why.
Okay.
But this isn't about PUBG.
No.
This question is about Peacekeeper Elite.
I don't even know that game.
No.
Peacekeeper.
I mean,
is that a strategy game?
A Battle Royale game.
Oh, Battle Royale. There were
millions of Battle Royale games.
That's
also.
What I'm saying.
You know, who knows?
Oh. Well, it must be good. If it's still going.
Well, if it's still going, it did well. So, I mean, when you listen to this, you can have a little think of it. We're going to come back to the answer later on. Because of China's strict censorship rules, can't have blood shown on screen. What did Peacekeeper Elite, a Battle Royale game, do instead to get around the regulator? And as ever, we'll have the answer at the end of the show.
That's a tough one.
PUBG was green. Did they maybe... Did you just vanish?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a Mortal Kombat thing. Remember, like in Mortal Kombat on the Super Nintendo, they had a thing where instead of the blood, it's just sweat.
So it's like a blue or a white or a...
It was just white. And so, like, that's why everyone hated it. Because, like, oh, we want to see the blood. It's Mortal Kombat. And the Mega Drive version had, like, blood. And so everybody just bought the Mega Drive.
Which was great. Okay. I watched the Mortal Kombat movie the other day.
The newest one. It's not bad.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm quite hyped about the second one that's coming out because Johnny Cage is in it.
Yeah, but Carl Urban is playing it.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Yeah. Could be great. He's a fantastic actor. Yeah. He can't go wrong.
When is that out? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
He's never had a bad role.
No.
Oh, wait, maybe that one time in Riddick.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Okay, so look, we'll let you know the answer to that question at the end of the show. Right, so these are stuff from the Discord we're going to be chatting about today in our cozy little fireside chit chat. We're going to be pulling on some threads that have been chatted about, talked about from the Discord, including reconvening the XC Council. I don't have a gavel still, and it's just me and you, but...
Use your coffee cup.
Yeah, I can... Well, I'll use that when I need it. That was so pathetic.
Oh, do some gusto. I need to get a gavel.
We're not there yet. I'm saving. Right. So there was a discussion. Did you see this discussion in Discord the other day about people chatting about when strangers have spotted something gaming related on you and then come up and said, oh, you know, when you share the look.
I was hoping someone would do that with me today, but
oh yeah,
no,
so
one
talk
quite
us through
has.
Your for audio listeners, what are you wearing?
For the audio listeners, I am wearing a split top. One side is grey, the other side is yellow.
Did you get this when you were in Japan a couple of months ago?
Yeah. You can see a nice little Nintendo logo on the side.
Of course.
It's Splatoon merch. They got Splatoon clothing.
Yeah.
And my partner, she went and got some Animal Crossing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how much money you spent on that trip to Japan.
Is it? Loads, man. I think it was in the store for like 2 hours. Big bag. Took him a while to scan it all.
Yeah.
Took him a while to scan
it. You could have bought a bigger house, but you just... spend it on the Nintendo shop.
It's why we had to get extra suitcases. It's like, it's not fitting. We're going to have to get extra suitcases.
Now, a lot of this conversation started because producer David was in a shop and his partner was wearing a Final Fantasy t-shirt and the lady behind the till commented on it while he was there. And they ended up chatting about turn-based games. I had it. I was in the gym.
Ooh.
Wearing my Starfield t-shirt, I was giving it because I went to do a couple of Starfield interviews back in the day. It's a really good t-shirt, great gym t-shirt, and it's only a small logo, and the guy clocked it from the front, not even the back, because the back just says Starfield, so obviously you'd get it.
It didn't have like the rainbow design?
No, he had the little ship
in the circle.
And the guy came up to me and we started chatting about Starfield, and then I remember I played about 20 hours of Starfield. I can't remember any of it.
Oh, same.
Did not sink in.
Same. I think that's the biggest disappointment for me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I do love a good big Bethesda RPG.
Yeah.
The last one I really sunk my teeth into was Skyrim many years ago. Let's bring it on. I don't even know what I called my character.
Yeah, but I think I enjoyed it. I can remember talking about this time and I quite enjoyed it, but just wasn't memorable enough, I don't think. I know that I read something the other day that they finally added, or they're about to add, you can actually now fly from
planet to planet,
whereas before it had that sort of thing. I wasn't bothered about that.
I was slightly disappointed about that because there's other, do you know what? There's a game called Starlink that came out on like all platforms.
Yeah.
And even a Nintendo Switch. And if you bought the Nintendo Switch version, it had like a Star Fox expansion.
Ooh,
and you can play
as
Fox McCloud.
Come on.
In that game, you can fly from planet to planet, no loading screens. And as on the Switch. And so I was like, Xbox, you ain't got no excuse, man. Come on.
And No Man's Sky's been doing it for so long.
No Man's Sky has always been doing it.
You know?
No excuse.
But yeah, so then I ended up having a slightly awkward conversation about Starfield in the gym because I was enthusiastic because at the time I can remember being, oh yeah, I like Starfield. And then I remember thinking, wait, I can't remember any of it.
It's a shame.
The planet was cool. The voice acting was cool. It looked nice.
Well, you got another chance. It might be coming out for PS5.
Yeah, I could go back to it. Any Starfield stands there, let me know. Should I go back to it? Because I enjoyed it, but I just can't remember it.
I thought it was going to be like open world Mass Effect, and it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that.
It wasn't.
A bit clunky, if I remember rightly. The fighting was a bit clunky.
I was like, I might as well just play the Mass Effect Anniversary Edition.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Demi says, I've got my Pokemon tattoos, and they've sparked conversations about Pokemon multiple times. Also got free food because of it at Chipotle. Hello.
What, for a Pikachu?
The cashier slipped us some free drinks without charging us because he was a big Pokemon fan.
Listen, I might have to get me a little Pika somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere that I could show, obviously.
Yeah, I think, and do you reckon Pokemon's the best? If you wanted to hedge your bets on getting a franchise that's going to get you some free stuff.
Oh, yeah, because there's so many Pokemon.
So many Pokemon fans.
There's so many.
I don't know, man. Like a sneaky Sonic the Hedgehog might get you a couple of free drinks now and again.
Yeah, it depends. Like his like appeal goes up and down. Sonic. Yeah. Like sometimes Sonic's really cool, other times he isn't. Do you remember when like they first announced the Sonic movie and you saw what the Sonic the Hedgehog looked like? Boy, it couldn't have been so low.
Yeah. But they've saved it. Those movies are really good.
They saved it, but boy, at that time, boy, you didn't want to say. If you had a Sonic tattoo at that time?
Yeah, that was more. Imagine getting a tattoo of that version of Sonic. Also, if you, Demi also I then asked, if you were to get a video game tattoo, what would you want to get? I'm curious. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think of what would get you free stuff. Sonic, maybe. Well, I mean, you want to go the obvious ones, as we're talking in Nintendo super fans were probably the ones that would slip
Nintendo
you a free drink.
Away. Yeah, they got the most iconic gaming characters. I mean, as much as I do love PlayStation and Xbox and stuff, it's not the same if you've got like a Master Chief. And
yeah, maybe. You know what? I'd Foxhound. I'd get a Foxhound tattoo.
Oh, okay.
From Metal Gear Solid. Yeah. The logo of his unit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because what you, I think it's like, it's, if you know, you know. But it's not like, hey, I've got Mario on my head. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Mario on your neck, too obvious.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, so you Fox, want a subtle fan.
Subtle.
Subtle fan.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, so you want two meals for free. So that, if you recognize that, I better get all my food for free.
So look, let us know if you've got gaming tattoos. What are they? Where are they on your body? Have they got you free drinks like they've got Demi? If me and Inel are going to get a gaming tattoo, what should it be? One of a very short game, maybe. Keep me happy. You know what to do, get in the Discord, find us on social media, and get involved in the conversation. Would you ever get a tattoo?
No, mainly for work reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Work reasons. But though, that's not really a huge issue as it used to be now. But like, I've never crossed my mind, like, oh, I really want one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's such a big decision because it's on you forever, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm too much. I might change.
So many TV shows where people regret having tattoos and they have to get them redone.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, I don't want to be on that show.
Not Demi though. She's raking in the free drinks. I'm having a lovely old time.
Yeah, and listen, I love a good tattoo. If I see tattoos on people,
yeah, yeah,
just never visualized it.
Do you know who's got cool tats? Is Gav Murphy, our Press X OG.
Has he got any gaming ones?
He's got loads of gaming ones. Yeah, but they're all subtle ones.
Oh,
so it's clever. He's got good tats.
I might have to ask him.
Yeah. Next time we get him on, you'll have to give us a show and tell.
Show us your tats, mate.
No, some other stuff happening in the Discord. Oh, excuse me. When it was mentioned that a Fireflies t-shirt had sparked several discussions about The Last of Us, there's another way. That logo is pretty cool. Again, it's a subtle logo, so if you know, you know.
Yeah. Because you see it painted on the walls in the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's never like
front
explicit,
and center.
Yeah.
So we had then, because they were talking about this as part of our conversation about people seeing you with gaming stuff and sparking conversation, Evs then says, the first game was a masterpiece, but the second game sucked. Right?
Ooh,
Evs' opinion. That's fine, right? Now, while we're not commenting on that on the last verse, because I disagree with Evs, but let's take that broader point of sequels that fell off a cliff compared to their originals.
You know, for me, Yoshi's Story is the one that like fell off a cliff for me, because Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo, one of the best like platform games ever created.
Yeah.
If you think about Super Nintendo platformers, the best of, most people say Donkey Kong Country 2 or Yoshi's Island. Fantastic. All about the platforming, amazing visuals, great pixel art and design, timeless. You can play it today, it still looks incredible. And I remember seeing like the magazines at the time talking about, Yoshi's next game's gonna be Yoshi's Story. Oh, that's like, yeah. And it had like a new visual design to it. And I was like, okay, we can get around that. It was super easy, man. It was the easiest. They babied the game down to so much. Yoshi's Story going from like a hardcore, like proper platform game to Yoshi's Story where you just collect fruit. You just eat fruit. And that's it. Collect enough fruit, you win the level. But and it was like six levels.
To play devil's advocate.
Six levels.
Yeah, but you're not the target audience, right? They're going for kids.
Yeah, but like, how do you go from that being the first game, established, incredible platformer, to the next game, just completely... And they just done away with it.
Interesting.
Threw those fans away.
Mine's also a platformer, because I think we've talked this on before. When I had my N64, Banjo-Kazooie was like
that was my jam. Good game.
But
hold on, you didn't like the sequel?
I didn't like the sequel. I also didn't like Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts 2008. Like, it kind of like gradually sort of got worse and worse and worse. And I wonder, they've never really been here. Banjo-Kazooie should be, in my opinion, Banjo-Kazooie should be up there as like you know, the, because you think about it, who are the platform legends in like the late 90s? Obviously, you know, yeah. Mario, etc. Mm-hmm. Rayman.
Yeah, Rayman. Well, he was there.
He was there.
He was there.
Okay, with his floating hands.
Yeah.
And his curtains.
Was that Atari Jaguar?
Right. Rayman, Banjo-Kazooie,
yeah.
Small World. Odd World. Like those were like they were sort of vying to be like the next big Sonic Mario. You know,
Abe did well.
Odyssey, right?
Yeah, he did well.
Banjo Kazooie had like Ratchet and Clank came a little bit later. You know what I mean? But Banjo Kazooie should be where Ratchet and Clank is, in my opinion, if not better. But it just isn't, because the games just
I think it is for people our age, but like in terms of like newer people who've never played the N64 adventures, there's nothing for them. That was like 30 years ago.
Exactly. But I think because the game started getting progressively worse.
Well, we only had like one other game after that.
Nuts
that
and Bolts. Yeah, which is terrible. 2008.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I like
building the vehicles.
I didn't hold a candle. It went off on a different tangent.
Didn't hold a candle. Yeah, it was a completely different game.
I loved their relation, you know, just, and it just kind of lost it.
Yeah, I think it didn't help that, like, the humor of the Banjo-Kazooie games has always been, like, taking the mickey a bit.
That's what Rare is brilliant at.
Yeah. But the issue is, at the start of Nuts and Bolts, it's taking the mickey out of the last Banjo games. But then this game isn't as good as those games.
Yeah, you can't do it.
And then that's when it's like, oh. Because you start the game as Banjo's put on loads of weight. And he can't, like, and it takes, he waddles to collect the notes and stuff rather than jump him, because he's put on too much weight because he hasn't done anything since the last game.
Yeah.
And it's like, it works, but then it doesn't.
I just needed the first game again. That's what I wanted, and I didn't get it. And I know it's like sometimes you criticize developers for like not iterating. Yeah. You criticize them for doing carbon copies of what came before. And then you also criticize them when they try something different and it's rubbish.
Or it doesn't work. The original developers did do it. They did Ukulele. Like they spawned off, made their own studio.
Yeah, I remember Ukulele. That was great.
There you go. Spyro is
another one that was in that sort of...
Oh, now Spyro. No,
you know, in that sort of tranche of platform, when platform was king.
But then it dropped off a cliff.
Yeah.
With the PS2 ones. I don't know what they were doing there.
Some of the ones that came up in conversation. So those are mine and Inel's. Crackdown 2, because the original Crackdown
was so good.
Yeah, it was. And I can remember the hype for Crackdown 2 was massive, but it just felt like the games industry had moved on.
Yeah.
Crackdown 2 was a game from like a previous generation.
You know what it was? Crackdown was like a nice surprise. Most people got Crackdown because it came with the Halo 3 beta. And it's like, if you buy Crackdown, you get access to Halo 3. And I was like, I'm
playing Crackdown.
And then, but you play Crackdown. It's like, oh, this is actually really fun. Like jumping around the buildings, collecting
super,
stuff.
Super cop type.
It's what the closest thing I think of is the Spider-Man games on the PS4 and the PS5. When like, that's the feeling I get. Like flying around the city, collecting things. That's what I get. That's what I got when I used to play Crackdown.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so cracked into it. Teddy Crews was on the advert, wasn't he? Was it Teddy Crews?
Well, that's Crackdown 3.
Oh, I'm thinking Crackdown 3. Oh, well, yeah, Crackdown 2 was bad. And then Crackdown 3, there was a lot of hype. 2
was
bad.
3 was even worse.
3, that's it. Yeah. 2 was bad. 3 was even worse.
Oh, yeah, he dropped that clip.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, that was the less said about that. The better.
They hyped it up with, like, the so Microsoft much. Technology that, like, has to be in the cloud because it does all the destruction and stuff. And the destruction is cool, but it's like, it ain't that great, man.
Yeah. I remember they hyped it with Terry Crews in the advent. It looked sick.
He did a great job hyping it up. The game was just trash.
The game didn't. Yeah. So, look, what do you think is the biggest drop of then in games from...
It's a good choice, though.
Yeah, Crackdown is a good... I was quite pleased with that. Yeah. Let us know. Get in the Discord. Be part of the conversation. Find us on social media. Press X Pod on... TikTok and PressX Podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Right, it is now time for a bit of an update on GTA 6 Xana's been on in the Discord. She says, I need more GTA updates from Cammy. And then Owen also agrees, saying, we don't want to miss out any vital information, do we? Because, you know,
it's the most anticipated video game of all time. There's a lot of stuff going on.
So what is the update, Cammy?
The Press X to continue GTA 6 update.
Nothing's happened since last week. are you?
I'm you from another dimension.
What?
I think it's time for you to go see why I didn't want to be there anymore.
No! No!
Oh no, Cammy's been sent to another dimension. What will happen next week?
Well, there we are, keeping Cammy busy, isn't it?
I love his updates.
He's keeping Cammy busy.
You can tell it's driving him insane at the same time.
Yeah, so give us... Like,
there's a fine line between him having fun with it and it's driving him...
Yeah, I don't I don't think he's having fun with it anymore. I think he's like, "Why? Whose idea was this? And have I got to keep going for basically another year?"
It was his idea.
It was his idea, to be fair. Okay, good luck and Godspeed, Cammy. We're with you in spirit. Okay, we have reconvened the XE Council to pass judgment on more of your gaming queries. I don't have a gavel, so I've got this coffee cup.
Nice.
I need to get a gavel, don't I? So it's just me and Einel.
Buy one from?
Where would you buy it? Does the internet sell a gavel?
Bet Amazon's got it.
Yeah, probably. Just me and I. So it's a small XE council this week, okay? So hopefully we'll be able to come to a consensus. And the question comes from Mikael in the Discord. Is it wrong to reload the latest save if you fail in a game where you respawn? Mm. So if you die in, for example, Grounded 2 or Death Stranding 2, you respawn.
Mm-hmm.
In Grounded 2, you can collect your backpack. Mm-hmm. And in Death Stranding 2, you lose some equipment. So I played through Grounded 1 using only respawning.
Mm-hmm.
Carefully setting up a respawn point before getting into a difficult situation.
That's how you're supposed to play it.
You get safe respawn point and then you carry on. But with Grounded 2, I found myself just reloading the latest save in order to get on with it, to pick up the pace. In my defense, the game auto saves frequently and the option to load the latest save is there if you die. What do you think?
See, I only played Grounded with friends. I've never played it solo.
Yeah.
So like Grounded is one of those games where the more realistic you play it, the more fun it is. Like if you're getting attacked, you're getting attacked. And that danger of losing all that stuff you've crafted and your backpack, that's if a spider's coming for you, spider's coming for you.
Yeah.
You're screaming down the voice chat for backup.
Run away. If you don't know what Grounded is, by the way, it's basically Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the game.
There you go. And the sequel's come out. I haven't had a chance to play the sequel. Now, if all that danger I feel would get taken away if I could just reload if I failed something.
Yeah. Yeah. So the XE Council, Michael, thinks that you were doing it right the first time and maybe you should revert to that.
Say they were playing it solo or with people though?
It doesn't say solo or with people. Now, okay. I will say, Michael, you're talking to a man who is all for expediting and speeding up fun.
Mm.
So if it speeds up your access to fun, then I'm kind of cool with it. However, I kind of see where Ian's coming from here because I wasn't aware of Grounded, like the intricacies of Grounded. I've only seen people play. I've not played it myself. But if you're saying that decisions in terms of your backpack and what you crafted is the game, and maybe not, Mikael, maybe you should.
Mate, it took us, like me and my group of friends, it took us about 10 hours just to get out the initial area because we just kept getting... Someone would pick a fight with a group of ants. And if you kill one ant, then they bring the whole colony over. And then you're at war and you're using all your resources just to fight off all these ants that are never ending. And then it's like, you finally establish like, right, we've got to set up our next base because this base, we've lost it. And you go set up another base. Then you're getting attacked by like these wolf spiders. These spiders, like, why did we set up a base right next to a tree where all these spiders is at? And then you're at war again. And so it took us like 10 hours before we actually started getting good upgrades and good weapons and things because we were always warring and making mistakes. I wouldn't take that away.
Yeah, interesting. Wouldn't so I think I'm going to have to defer to Einel on this one, Mika, because he's played the game more than I have. Like I said, I've only watched it. I've not played it. However, I would say that a lot of our theme in the past few months have been you do you.
You do. That's true.
So I'm down with going for your call this is, on this, but it just saying it does contradict slightly where we've been at traditionally.
This is why I say, were they playing solo or multiplayer? Solo, do you? But if you're playing in multiplayer, you can't reload the save and everybody's have to go back. Nah, if you lost all your stuff, you lost all your stuff.
Yeah. So there we are. And Mikael, you know, I think Mikael's active. He's active in the Discord. He plays a lot.
True.
You know, you're out there. You know you're gaming, Mikael. Mm-hmm. I think you know what you should be doing.
Hey.
You know it.
They knew.
You know.
They knew when they were writing the question.
And that is the XE Council's decision. Very good. You can put your gaming dilemmas to the XE Council and we will bring you rapid judgment here on the podcast. I like the XE Council.
Yeah, good game, though. You know what? When I do eventually get Grounded 2, we have to do some community stuff because I loved Grounded 1.
So, Mikael, yeah, thank you very much for giving us that to consider here on the XE Council. And, yeah, all the best to you moving forward with Grounded. And now it is time for the Press X Biscuit Break brought to you by Pickup.
Yes, this is the part of the podcast where we take a moment to re-energize before going in again.
I'm enjoying the chocolate milk variety currently, as well as the OG packet that you can see behind me, which is good. There's a light blue one, which is chocolate. It's got a bit of milk in there, which I just think is excellent.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm just, you know, mixing it.
It's put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to discuss the games that you guys can play that will take up 5 minutes out of your time. You know, get yourself back on track. Give yourself a little boost before going on to take on the world again.
That is it. Something you can play while you are enjoying your snack, which is the best time to be having a snack when you're playing games, in my opinion. Right, Agnel, what are you choosing this week?
I am choosing Super Monkey Ball.
Okay, tell me about Super Monkey Ball. Why that one?
Now, Super Monkey Ball is an absolutely fantastic arcade game by Sega. It came out back in the day on the GameCube and various other consoles, but you can also play it on your phone as well.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Gyro controls. And it's all about, like, basically, your monkey's inside a little ball, and you have to roll the monkey all the way to the end of the course by just, like, moving the world and making the ball roll, and you collect bananas along the way. Super simple, fun game, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And plus that you can play it on your mobile device. It's a win.
Gyro controls. Have you got to be sitting down? Could you play that on a bus?
Oh yeah. I mean, you can do that on a bus. Yeah, you look like you're steering the bus.
You can do it. Very good. Sit at the front. You could be steering the bus and steering the monkey at the same time.
You sit at the top deck.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very cool choice. Very cool choice from Aynel. A lovely way to rebalance yourself. Go again, Super Monkey Ball on your mobile phone.
Yes. That was the Press X Biscuit Break, guys. Brought to you by Pickup. Let us know what you guys would choose for your Biscuit Break.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get involved in the Biscuit Break. You know what to do. Just send us a message on social media or get involved in the Discord. Right. It is now time for a review this week, and it is coming from myself.
Oh.
Yes, I have been playing, and we know a lot of you on the Discord have been supporting me on my journey to get back into games. I'm playing a lot, but I'm bouncing around. I don't have a gaming home at the moment, a thing that is like my thing. You know,
That's okay.
It's been Warzone in the past, it's been FIFA in the past, it's been Madden in the past, it's been Football Manager in the past. I am homeless at the moment in a gaming sense, so I'm just dabbling around. And so a big shout out to Keith Stewart, who writes for The Guardian, writes beautifully. He's an author as well. He's a gaming journalist titan. So shout out to him for recommending this on the newsletter that The Guardian does.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Keza, they do it. Okay, Press X OGs, isn't she? It's called Pushing Buttons. You can go and find that online, right? And Keith talked about a lovely little tower defense game called, that's very strategic, it's very addictive, it's lovely to look at, an old school pixel sort of aesthetic. It's got a really cool soundtrack. It's called Rift Rift, right? It'll cost you £6. You can buy it on Steam. Mm-hmm. And Keith just put a screenshot on it and a little couple of lines on it on the thing. And I love a tower defense game. It's been a real good palate cleanser for me. I've played Bad North in the past. I've played, what's the one I was playing recently? I've wrote it down because I wanted to make sure I remember the name of it. Kingdom something. Anyway, I've played a lot.
The mobile one.
The mobile one. Because I think this is going to end up as a really big, I think it's going to end up as a really big mobile game. At the moment, it's just available on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lovely, cool fantasy sort of stroke sci-fi look about it. Nice. But what's different about it is because you control the character and you move the character around as well as building the towers.
Oh,
whereas previously,
both.
So similar to Bad North in that sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you control the character, but what's brilliant about it is it's so strategic because it's not as obvious a clear path that the enemies follow, which is different to most tower defense games where they're coming.
Mm.
So I love the flow of the game. There's also a really cool auto queue function, which you don't get in many tower defense games, where you can basically say, once you've got enough of the resource, build that.
Yeah.
Which actually changes it, right?
That's nice. That's delegating.
Delegating it out. Big fan of. But also, what's really cool about it is it's quite a forgiving game. Because okay. if you build a tower and you're like, I built the wrong one in the wrong place, just cash back.
You get a refund.
Just get your cash back.
What, all you?
Just get it back.
And it's not like a 10%.
Nothing.
Oh,
get it
wow.
back, build again. Great, love it. It gets pretty tricky at times, man. So if you like a higher skill level, it's there for you. Mm. Only costs you £6. I'm really hoping that it will come out on mobile because I think it'll introduce it to a bigger audience.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're after a little palate cleanser but between games, if you like tower defense games like I do, this is great. It's not going to cost you a fortune. It's made by, it's a super indie game, right? So it shows that we're different type of games we review on the podcast,
look
right?
Look at this.
You've done Donkey Kong, mm-hmm. Death Stranding 2. We did Claire Obscure, which is like the biggest game in the world the other mm-hmm. day. And we're now doing Riff Rift, which you can get for £6 on Steam. Mm. And I love it, right? There's no Metacritic score. It's not been reviewed by enough posh places yet. If you're after a little palate cleanser, you've got a little £6 spare, you're not sure, you're in between games, this is really, really cool. The music is fantastic. The soundtrack is excellent.
Add that to your Metacritic. I like that.
So it's made by a Dutch developer called Adrian de Jong. For people who are really into their games, they might remember a game from 2017 called Hidden Folks, which was nominated for a bunch of awards. Mm. It was it's not Where's Wally, but it was really, like you had to guess what was going on the screen type of game. He made that and he's doing these really interesting indie titles. So that is, if you're after the palate cleanser, I'll go for that.
Look at this. And this is you without a Steam Deck as well playing?
This is me playing it on my gaming laptop.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. In between. And what
that's
is
a big recommendation.
This is really annoying me though, because I wrote down the tower of the tower
I know
defense.
The one you mean.
You know the one I mean.
The cartoony one.
Kingdom... something defend tower defense yeah. kingdom something like that.
That's probably one of the offshoot ones.
yeah, probably the cheaper one. But I used to have it on my phone, but I've got rid of it now. Anyway, like, but it's up there with
it's
it
like
with
that.
It, and I don't
but
know,
the enemies
something.
Can come from anywhere.
They come from a range of different directions, right? They do tend to come from different directions, but because it's quite an open landscape, it's not as channeled as it was previously.
They're more going to attack your thing than
yeah. And you can Kingdom Rush Vengeance.
That's it.
I play Kingdom Rush Vengeance. I love Bad North. I've even played Orcs Must Die.
Yes.
Right. Okay. But I just think it's up there with all of these with these games.
Yeah.
But like in a more lo-fi, in a good way.
Yeah. Way. I hear that. And I think that's what you want sometimes, especially from tower defense games. Some of them can get quite like convoluted. In
yeah.
terms
quite
of,
busy
like, the mechanics and yeah, busy in terms of things going on the screen and yet like when everything's kicking off, you're like, who's building what again?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And what's really cool is one of the towers is its power is not it doesn't fire out anything. Its power is to draw enemies away.
Ooh.
Which I think was quite like a wrinkle I haven't really
like
seen.
A repel thing.
Yeah, rather than just getting like, oh, now I've got big bombs. Now I've got fast arrows. Now I've got, you know what I mean? It was all different.
More arrows.
Yeah.
What else would I upgrade?
So look, I would recommend Riff Rift. If you like tower defense
Rift,
games, you've
Rift.
Got a PC, you've got Steam.
I'm writing it down right now.
£6.
Riff Rift.
I'm enjoying it. And big up to Keith for the recommendation.
Yeah,
right, okay. Let's come to the end of the podcast then by revealing the answer to this week's question. What are you going to say? So the question was, China's strict censorship rules, you can't have red blood on the screen in any media. So what did the Battle Royale game Peacekeeper Elite do to get around the regulator?
I reckon body parts exploded.
Okay.
But like no blood.
No blood.
But like the body would just go...
Just okay. I'm going to say that the that the character just vanished.
Oh,
just gone. There, gone.
Oh, that's trash.
That would be boring, wouldn't it? It would be boring.
I hope it's not that.
Okay, the answer is, when a player was killed, the character simply kneeled down and waved goodbye to the screen before disappearing.
That's way better than just vanishing. They say goodbye first. That's polite.
Bye-bye. That's how we're going to finish this. That's how we're finishing this episode, okay? For a while, the regulator could be bypassed by changing the colour of blood. That's what I saw with PUBG.
Yeah, yeah.
But under stricter, newer guidelines, it's no longer allowed.
Okay.
The game that fails to pass the sensor three times may be permanently blocked there. So the character would kneel down and wave goodbye to the screen. Well, there we have it.
I like that.
But no
I want
points.
That version.
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't. You should have it. If you could toggle that on or
toggle
off.
On,
if you could
yeah,
toggle
yeah,
it on
yeah,
or off,
yeah.
That'd be fun. Right. Well, that is it for this cozy fireside chit chat episode of
nice.
Press X to
we
continue.
Just need a fire next time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I like the space. We just need like a fire
yeah,
here.
I don't know. It might set the podcast studio on flames. It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, don't forget to get involved by messaging us on Press X Pod on TikTok and Instagram and find us on Discord. It is in the description below.
And it's always nice when new people come in. Everyone's really friendly. Everyone's like, hi.
You give us a big wave. And we do that and we have lots of fun conversations on there. And you can make suggestions about what you want us to talk about, any features you want us to do, any guests you want us to have on. We love hearing from you. So keep those messages coming in and we will be back next Tuesday for more fun. And I'm going to tease what we're talking about because we've got a special expert guest coming on who knows if there's anything you need to know about Elden Ring. This man knows it all and he is on with us next week. So just teasing you with that. We will see you then. So yeah, bye-bye. Waving. Are you kneeling down? I can't, he can kneel. I can't. He's saying he's kneeling and waving in case you're listening. Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.